Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors.
On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we're doing a little dice roll and channeled healing help with a live audience, which, by the way, is Tuesday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, usually on TikTok. We're really excited to get this episode out to you. We thought it was stuck inside the interwebs. So glad we were able to wiggle it loose and present it. Feel free to heal along with us by repeating the prompts needed. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches and that is your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Got to get to it opening day.
Oh, are you Sarah? Doing a trial run, Sarah? Are you doing one of those like test runs, like a test kitchen run where people come in and they get like a special menu? Or is it like, is it a soft open or like a hard open? That's what she said.
Eh.
Hi guys. Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah. We love Tansom. We have telephones because we like them. I originally used them to communicate with spirit guides because they don't shut the fuck up. And they just kind of adapted, and it's really fun.
It works really well to have a microphone for our podcast because we're recording a podcast right now. And I was like, Kate, your microphone is so fun. I want to be on the phone with you too.
Joy said, so I know that you can only merge with things in your oversoul, but remember how Kat used to go into the thing?
Yeah, like I turn into the thing. I still do.
Oh my God. Okay. How can I do that with a plant? You still can.
The merging. Okay. So there's two different things. We use merge two different ways. Because we don't have different words for it, because we just knew what it meant, so we never felt like we had to. But when we share with people, it gets confusing. And the other thing is soul fragments. We use the term soul fragments two different ways and merging two different ways. So that's fun. You can, like, when I connect with somebody, you could say connect with, or you could say tune me into, or you can say I would like to merge in with my plant. You can do that. It's just not a perma merge.
You said your issue is consent. So ask the plant.
Yeah, I used to all the fucking time. Every session started with spirit. If it's in my highest good, please allow Kat access to my energy body. And then I would go in. But after working with Kate a while, I learned to start doing stuff on the outside of things. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to go all the way into the person. And because we would do sessions together. So why would I be in like merged in with the person while Kate and I were both working on them? So I learned to do it from the outside. She helped me learn how to do that. And then
I didn't mean to send that invite, by the way. Fuck, I was trying to like scroll anyway.
Oh, okay. Wait, why are you confused, Yancy? Because I said there were things that were confusing. They're not.
So I wonder if it's like merging when you don't like want to merge as an oversoul type thing. If you can just say click into, Joy. Hey, click me into that plant. Like use your own verbiage with it. Okay, right. Because I just want to change her vase. But I guess if she doesn't even want me to go in, then it's a no for the vase. Just ask on the outside. Oh, wait, are you not a hearer? You might not channel that way. Sorry.
The two different mergings. So Yancy said the two different mergings are the thing that's confusing. Like Kate was just saying, you can say click into or tune me into, or I would like to know what this glass is feeling.
Satisfied. Okay, glass.
Okay, it's because it's got really cool water in it.
Oh.
And it gets to touch my lips.
Glass.
But when you merge into something of your oversoul, you cannot merge into anything like a perma merge if it's not of your oversoul.
Perma merge. I like that. Giggles, period. Be me and Scotty.
Joy, why don't you just, I feel like you could just change the vase. Like, why?
You already know the answer. The fact that you wanted to change the vase means that she wanted it changed.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't just be like, you know what I want to do? Fuck this bitch's life up. Hell yeah. Like, because she reminds me of me. Exactly. That's even more so, Joy. Like,
you can't stay. Your consciousness can like merge together and it will stay like that, Giggles, but you can't stay. We just talked about that right before you got on here. You can't stay in another dimension or realm. Like, every single version of you that has a three-dimensional form, it's their right now moment right now, and there's only room for them. You can merge in for consciousness. Like, I look at it like this. Like, when you merge into the different dimensional forms of you and the past life forms of you, it's like aligning your universal soul chakras. It's like taking all the tangles and the knots and being like, phroop, and they're all connected. So when you heal, they heal. When they heal, you heal. And what they learn early. So it's muscle memory and it gets to you because Earth has a timeline. Does that make sense?
To me, yes. Fucking Joy, but I wouldn't want someone moving me out of my house, even if it was for the better, you know? And I said, it would be you asking, girl.
Yes, that's it. You are the... What? Okay, so if I look at... go ahead.
It, like, did some weird speed-up thing. So talk.
Oh, Joy, if I looked at... all of a sudden I was looking at a piece of art and I was like, I think it would be better over here. Then that quintessentially is the art piece going, hey girl, don't you think I look real cute over there? I think it's time. So it's, if you're getting a ding to do it, what Kate is saying is that's already it communicating with you.
Does that make sense, Joy? Astoria said, what's your guys' favorite way of divination? Asking.
This.
Channeling.
We click into the things really, really, really fast. That's what we help people do. So, like we can say, please show us or please allow us to feel. But, for the most part now at this point, we just kind of ask without asking. We just kind of go, what you want? Oh, okay.
What you want, girl? But it's from all the healing, Astoria. Like, we heal literally anything and everything that we see to heal. Joy, I've already... Huh?
I didn't realize you were going to start talking.
For it. I just don't really like the type of earth I got. What? Oh, for the vase?
Then it's not the right one. It's not the right earth, then. If you don't like it, then that's the plant saying that it doesn't like it. You're getting a ding.
This is what you have set up, Joy. Does that make sense?
Oh, go ahead.
All I was saying was, does that make sense?
Nicole Love and Light says, knowing and feeling are my strongest. How can I work well with energy? What do you mean? I know, like, I know it takes a while to type it all out, but like, can you be more specific?
Like, you're wanting to channel a different way other than knowing and feeling? Why wouldn't you just hone those other two?
Joy, can you mix two earths together to get the earth that you need for your plant? I think Nicole is typing. Nicole, knowing and feeling are my strongest as well.
Kate was saying a hear and I don't hear, so I'm not sure how to work with me knowing.
Knowing still hears, it just hears a different way. So like, think of the theme song to Golden Girls and start singing it in your head.
Come and knock on my door.
That's not Golden Girls. That's not Golden Girls. But that's the one I heard. And it was not Golden Girls.
Three's Company, too.
That's Three's Company. It's in the lyrics.
Come and knock on my door.
No!
What's Golden Girls?
Golden Girls is the friend one. You don't know that song? You don't know the friend one?
Friends. F is for friends who do stuff together.
No, because now I can't get it because you're singing in my head. Right, yes, thank you for being a friend. Thank you, whom the hell.
Oh, thank you for being a friend.
And Mrs. Pumpkin, too.
I was like, what friend song do I know? F is for friends.
And then there's this friends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Nicole, this is connected to you. Like, we're being silly, we're being fun or whatever, but your knowing is, it's going like this in your head, and it's not going in, it's not sorting correctly. So it's like taking what is happening with your knowing is it's taking like a handful of seeds and throwing it into the garden and being like, grow thoughts, instead of this seed goes here, this seed goes here, this seed goes here.
They said, okay, so sing that song and do what? Exactly. That's the knowing.
Like right now, because we were having fun and being silly and singing a bunch of different songs and the way it was hitting in the comments and Kate and me, that sent me to a knowing that your knowing is scattering the knowing instead of deliberately putting it where it belongs. So try this. Say, that's part of the channeling. That's the knowing. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please put my knowing channeling back to balanced divine working order conducive to my now form. See how it's like straightening through your shoulders, your back, your head, your neck, everywhere. There's a pinch on the back too. There's a pinch there.
Hello, Max. Hi, buddy. Hi. Yes, just.
Yeah, chaos gardening is great, except for when you're trying to know neat, the things.
Neat gardening. When that song thing happens and you're like, and then do what? Why not try listening to the words of the song and then looking up the lyrics?
There's a couple of different ways. So there'll be a certain part of a song that loops. And then, so instead of like looking up the lyrics to the whole thing might not be what works for you. It might just need to be the part that loops. Now, when Kate hears a song that loops, she needs to look at the entire lyrics to the song. That's how her stuff works. When I hear something that loops, the way that mine works is, sometimes it'll be like, oh, that was a TikTok trend. What was that trend about? Oh, that was a sitcom singing that song exactly that way. So something happened to you in the 1990s, because that's when the sitcom, like both of us work very different ways.
Yes. So also too, if like, come and knock on my door. And if that just kept looping, come and knock on my door, come and knock on my door. It would be like, okay, who is knocking at my energy? Who is knocking at my door? And it could be very blunt and flat like that, too.
Well, you were bouncing around, Nicole, because it was literally chaotic thoughts. There wasn't structure there.
And you even said chaos gardening.
Oh, she didn't. Someone else did.
Oh, they even said chaos gardening. Does that make sense? Like, everything happens for a reason. You're not just being a silly goose.
The way that your knowing channeling works is the same way that you know to look at the eggs before you buy them. Or to not put your glass on the edge of the table because you are, like, people around you are prone to knock it over. Or that the kitten is going to attack your feet while you're sleeping, so you need to block it outside the door. That's the knowing channeling works the same way.
Zooming out, Yancey said, how did you become so aware of when you're channeling? You bring your subconscious to your conscious is what I say all the time. Like, oh, what, why do I do that? Why do I blah, blah, blah.
Asking
oh.
who, what, when, where, why,
yeah.
How.
Asking all the questions.
And why do we I don't, be doing that? We don't do it all the time anymore. We don't ask as much, but we spend a lot of fucking time just basically asking all the things. Does it feel? And then we had to make sure that we were asking our correct source and not somebody else's. And then we had to make sure that trauma wasn't getting in the way of our answers. And like, if we channel something that's happened to us personally, but we're helping somebody else, we're like, fuck, are we just tuning into our own shit from this like question? Is it bringing up our own stuff? Or so we had to like, it's a lot of keeping ourselves in check. Asking who, what, where, when, why, and how. Zooming out. Yeah.
Constantly until it's second nature.
Yeah. And then it just becomes second nature after a while. So we channel all the time.
Yeah, constantly. Giggle says, does it feel different? Like one seems more true than one feels like a lie?
What?
Like, are you worried that it won't be the correct thing? There's no such thing because you're channeling it.
Kate had a video one time that she did like an experiment, and she was like, okay, I want you guys to channel my favorite blah, 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 or what number I'm thinking of or whatever it was. I don't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. And people played along, and she answered and she goes, all of you are correct. You all channeled correctly because you're channeling different timelines, you're channeling your own answers, you're channeling what my answer was, you're channeling what the majority's answers were. Now you kind of basically just have to figure out, which one did I channel?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it was, you're never actually wrong. You're never actually wrong. And then it was funny because like people couldn't conceptualize it because it's like, what do you mean I am wrong? And it's like, yeah, in this timeline, what were you channeling? Hone your channeling to this timeline. And if you can see all the timelines, then make sure the one that's correct lights up.
There is a timeline that could have happened where I was still married to my ex-husband with just my two kids. That timeline existed. It's not there anymore. So if I wanted to, I could channel what life would be like then. And we have before.
Mm-hmm.
Would he have ever, you know, stepped into healing himself? Would I have ever, whatever? How would the kids have been in that universe? What's like, if there was a timeline where my 15-year-old, there is, if my 15-year-old learned how to ride a bike, his life would be different than it is now. There's a timeline where it exists. So you can tune into what could have been, what could have happened, how you can fix it. Like when people get premonitions of the future, I remember back in 2020 and 2021, people were so upset at us because they would predict a very like big disaster and put it on TikTok. So we'd go heal it and their prediction didn't come true. And they were telling everybody to like move out of California. It's like, you can't just pick up and go, bro. Like, let's just heal it on all the different timelines and possibilities. And they were like,
it was very funky, guys.
Now my prediction's not coming true. It's like, oh, shit.
Damn, lots of people don't die. Fuck,
what are we going to do?
Instead of healing it themselves and being part of the healing and then being like, oh, I'm so glad that didn't come true. If they would have healed, no. Or the timeline that Kate was on a long time ago with the dragon girl. What?
What?
Oh, Yancey just watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
It's good, good movie, right? Ain't it?
Mystic, I like California, LOL. We all did. We all did. Do. I mean, did at the time that they were predicting these things.
They were so mad at us, too.
God, it was bad.
They were like, can't you just agree with me? Can't you just... And it's like, you want people to die. So we're just going to go heal that. So no. But those timelines, it's really hard. I remember it was really difficult for us to prove our work a lot of times. And that messed with me quite a bit because we would heal something. So, of course, it wouldn't come true anymore. But then I got to the point where I didn't give a fuck if it got proved or not because it wasn't as important as healing the things.
Joy, no, we can't agree with that. I'm so happy I'm still alive. So thank you very much. Us too, Mystic.
We also put ourselves in check with that too. Like it's a big responsibility to figure out how to channel into the things, tune into the things, heal the things, and then make sure you're not making decisions for fucking everybody.
Yeah, and like that they actually want it. So yeah. A great example of that is the state that I'm from, Louisiana, they like their water. They like it a lot. And I was trying to heal things around it. Like, hey, maybe some prevention, stuff like that. No, they like their water. They like their swampness. They like their way of life. And so, as always, it's always in the highest good and undo anything and everything, you know, that I was supposed to do. That was not done in the highest good, shit like that. And it would always go back. So they live there for a reason. They fucking like it there. So that's one really good example.
Also, we've worked a lot on like politics stuff and holiday stuff. Mm. But people
love it.
People like that shit. Or like horror movies or fear. People like to be scared. There's only so much we can do. We can work on it. We can heal it. We can heal it in ourselves. We can push it forward, but you got to let go a little bit too, because everybody has their own say-so.
Lillian said, you see yourself in the swamp. Yes. Your consent phrase is, it's so helpful. I've heard teams turn down healings and it shocked me, but it was an ego check for me.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's like there's just certain things that people don't want. And just because our morality, our own ethics or whatever thinks that this is the best way, because there's not a good and a bad. There's not an evil and a right. And that's another thing. It's just do what we can with respect for everybody's space, and also as far as we can, and understand that we might not get everything, but shit, like it's better than not doing fucking anything.
And maybe people don't want everything. It's like if somebody were to heal me to or heal me with like prayers and shit like that, and it's like I don't fucking do that. I will fuck you up, actually. So don't ever do that. And what if somebody was like that with a healing phrase, you know, like don't ever fucking do a healing phrase to me. I will fuck you up. You know, I don't want that. It's the same. Who the fuck are you?
We also found out that we ourselves will undo stuff that we've done to ourselves because our trauma and being so used to being stuck in the shit will take over and want to undo the healing that we did. Because it's not comfortable to be on a new level of life. And so we've had to figure out how to safety wire and lock that down and figure out how to do it so we don't fuck up the healings that we just did. And we have our clientele do that too, especially if it's like a huge change inside a session. That's like culture shock. like a whole new life, culture shock. So we have them lock stuff down, and then we do prevention and protection work so their brain doesn't melt, so there's no psychosis, so that they can handle the ground shaking as their life changes. There's a lot that we've had to figure out over the years to make our practice safe.
It's been freaking great.
Also, with as many phrases that we have out there just sitting, we get asked all the time, like, oh my God, I just did like all of the phrases in Kate's Oracle deck. Is that okay? Like in one sitting. And it's like, no, we've done a lot of work to make sure that that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of work.
Does anybody have any other questions? I know y'all do. I can feel them not going on the screen. It's really weird. Like hitting them.
Maybe they don't know we're answering questions. Some of them.
Oh. Hey guys, we're answering questions, okay?
Yeah.
What causes so much hate trauma?
Even when you're born. Kate was born pretty hateful.
I was born really angry. So it's like, so I just automatically thought that nobody would listen to me. And guess what? Growing up, it was true. So I had all that reinforcement of past lives, of lives that were going on still, where just people would be like, what are you experiencing, Kate? And then I would tell them what I'm experiencing. No, that's not true. You're actually experiencing this. So all that resentment builds up. I get born, and guess what? Into a family that does the same thing. So me thinking that everybody is going to do that, that they always have some kind of vendetta. Always have something of like, yeah, that's nice, Kate. But anyway.
Joy said they found something they can mix the stuff with. That's fucking exciting.
Oh, Sam.
Yay.
Aw. Can you guys sense pet spirits?
Yeah. I mean, if we need to. We can do, like, we do. Any of those labels that you could put out there, we've healed a bunch of stuff and we can tune into all the things. Like I had one time while Kate was tuning or while Kate was helping someone on live, I had someone in the comments that I read that Kate didn't read, but I told it to her afterwards that was like, they're tuning into not just the girl, they're turning into like all of it at one time. And it's like, yeah. And I didn't realize it until that comment that wasn't common really.
Nancy said, I always want to go back to sadness. So is that something like past life to look into? This is going to sound really weird, but like, is your baseline sad? Like, is you just existing sad?
Ben has a sad boy baseline.
Because if that's true, then yes, it would be you being born and it being reinforced again and again and again. Because if it wasn't reinforced, then it would just be like packed down and it would be like a past life that you'd have to heal, blah, 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 blah. But since it was so reinforced, it's your baseline, if it is your baseline.
Like, for instance, it's similar, sort of like before I started healing, I wanted to stop yelling at my kids. So I was trying to go cold turkey and just not yell. And then my child, so confusing to me, would push my buttons to try to get me to yell. And I didn't understand. I was like, well, I'm trying so hard, again, before healing, but that was their baseline. It didn't feel comfortable with me not yelling. There was no sense of chaos. So it wasn't, the yelling wasn't painful to them. The peace was, because they didn't know any different.
So Yancy said, yeah, it feels like a default setting. Then definitely go look at that. Headaches are usually attacks. No. Who said something about headaches? Oh, Brookity B, is there a way to lessen headaches when channeling? I haven't figured out the root of the issue. Are you like concentrating so hard that it blows you out? Like it explodes your brain?
There's a lot of different things, but Kate's looking right at it. So when she's asking you, she's actually telling you that that's what's happening. There are a lot of different reasons for headaches. But that's what's happening to you.
Seems like you just need to pull back, but it is like a setting.
Hey, whichever one of you is trying to yell in my ear, you can just type it in the comments. You don't have to yell in my ear, thanks.
So I need to back up. Try zooming out. Look at something, like try to channel something, and then zoom out energetically and see if that... Because if that's it, then...
Hey, Triple Moon Goddess Apothecary said, can you sense what's blocking me, please? I've had migraines since day after eclipse, also every day. Yeah, go before the eclipse day. Do prevention or protection workings. Activate your shielding and guardians to all of your shit. Make it untouchable. And then on... That's one timeline. On this other timeline, undo everything done to, for, by, or against you by another that was not done in your highest good. And then on this timeline, I want you to connect your source connection to your true divine source and then merge all of that together. And then exchange you information, calibrate, disconnect, anchor back into the correct dimensional timelines.
Mystic said, what are spinal things related to, like near the neck area? I specifically got for you that it's a portal. Kat has a portal back there. Mm-hmm. It's
dead. Squeeze it out like a zit.
And can you, when you're done with that, can you also rebirth it and regrow it? It is necrotic.
Yeah, it looks real gross. It looks like when babies have their belly buttons that are going to fall off. Like that. There you go, Mystic. So I say looks like, but I'm feeling it after Kate points it out. And sometimes she'll say it feels like, she didn't this time, but she'll say it feels like, even though she's looking at it, which is also kind of confusing, I think.
Funny as fuck. And then Nancy said, is it like trying to focus on something without glasses? And I said, yes, because that's exactly what it looks like with the focusing too hard thing. Because it's just like, what is it trying to say? What is it trying to say? And then you just get real close. Astoria said, where did you guys learn all of this? Ourselves, each other. It's our whole practice. We built our whole practice from the ground up.
Yep.
And that's why it's completely unique. And that's why it works, is because we know it works because we do it.
Yeah. So now we don't. When we try to look at stuff sometimes that is written about or in language or verbiage or whatever, our team will be like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not real. So we'll go, okay. So we break it down to really, really simplified language. And ask the questions, the who, what, where, why, how. And then everything we do, we also give it to all forms and versions of us, like throughout space and time. So it amps up what we can do. Because again, the Earth has a timeline. So if this version of you back here in the 1600s remembers what the 2024 version of you knows how to do, then all those versions of you would know that as their baseline, and it would go.
Whom the hell said, have you ever needed to take a break from channeling? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. We have had to, we're still channeling when we do it, though. There's different forms of it. Like sometimes we'll scroll on TikTok and like laugh or listen to music to decompress, but even then it's still transmuting or channeling or doing the things.
I've had to disconnect before. I know Kat has too, like it's just a no thing, like, I don't want this type thing.
Oh, like from a situation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not necessarily it is a form of channeling.
Like if
so,
we start looking into our family or something, our like birth families, and we're talking about it or whatever, and then we bring up something in it that we actually don't give a fuck about, we'll start channeling it. We're like, no, thanks. Yeah. Don't actually care. We don't fucking care. Or we'll start talking about maybe someone from TikTok or whatever. And then we'll start getting the answers from their soul and we'll be like, no, thank you.
We don't care.
Bye. We don't want anything from you.
So in that respect, yes. But as like, I'm assuming you're saying like as being too tired or like too much.
If we get too tired, we look at why. Something like we look at our battery. We look at our like what are we doing in our day? Where is our energy being spent? Is there a leak somewhere? Because for the most part, we go. That's why we have all that in place too.
Whenever they were like, where did you guys learn all this stuff? We always ask why. Just like we were saying earlier, it all connects. Always asking, always bringing the subconscious forward to the conscious. Like, daydreaming, that word is fake. I have a video on that actually.
So you're actually channeling.
What is your view on daydreaming? It's a word that was made up to make you think that you're doing something wrong, so you don't do it. But that's channeling and healing. Just like the word imagination, that's a word made up to make you feel bad for healing and channeling.
It's buried way down there, Yancey, but if you want to find it, it could be a fun scroll. It's labeled. I don't know. I don't remember what she labeled it as. I just know it's labeled.
I think it's like...
You could probably type in Captain Kate Daydream.
Oh, maybe so. That's funny. Forget you could do. You'd be doing that.
There was a question up here. I don't know.
I've been feeling this way. Oh, yeah. Too much and tired.
No, Jasmine said, hey, this may sound weird, but since I've disconnected with a lover, I haven't been feeling here.
What do you mean, like present? Like here?
What kind of disconnect? Like disconnected as in like spell work disconnected or disconnected as in stop talking to? Because there's not closure. There's a dam. So I'm thinking you did spell work. Because when you disconnect with spell work, I was just talking about this with Carolina. Like what's the difference between doing witchcraft and doing healing? Because there is healing witchcraft too. But like, with the ability to get what you want when you want it, how you want it, sometimes it leaves a dam and it will do the thing that you want. But anything that might be in your highest good gets like stifled. And anything you're doing in your highest good, there'll be like a lag, like a foot dragging because of that thing that you have stopped from doing just the witchcraft to get you what you want in that moment. And so when you undo it, it like pours down on you like a mudslide. All that stuff is still there. You'll still have to heal it. It just will come down when you remove the dam.
Astoria said, do you guys recommend any good books about universes and different timelines and how to understand? And I said, yeah, Kat has a book. Kat has books. It's on both of our pages in our bios.
It doesn't explain the things though.
It gives phrases and stuff like that to go back.
Yeah.
It's so you can understand it yourself. It's kind of how.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it does. Like it has Akashic Library walkthroughs. There's some of them that have phrases to open portals to timelines. Jasmine said he was from a different timeline, so I had to let him go. Now we can't be together. So I let him go.
Well, is it from a life? Like, maybe you need to go in and heal that life instead. Instead of, like, disconnecting, figure out which life they came from and heal it. That makes sense?
Astoria, if you're looking for like how to do this stuff, we also have a bunch of pre-recorded guided adventure stuff. They're actually on sale right now for like a 5-day sale, but they're an hour, sometimes longer, and we walk people through and you can follow along. And even the pre-recorded ones are like hella fucking good. And we do them live too, like every week.
They're fucking fun as shit.
They're great. Because we heal too. Kate and I heal during them also.
It's fucking awesome. We're like, oh, we're going somewhere? What? What? It's great. He's in the future, I'm in the past. Yeah. So I would go look at that and see what needs to be healed about that. Yeah, no worries. Any other questions? We got about 10 minutes. Be my woman, girl, I be your man. I will not be. What is causing my neck shoulder pain? Ask. Hey, team. What is causing my neck / shoulder pain? I wasn't actually talking to y'all. Thank you. They were like, because you're leaned over with your phone. Like, that wasn't talking to y'all. Thank you, though. Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Also, they might not register it as pain. Because even Kate's team was like, a difference in the way your neck and shoulders usually feel?
Yes.
Is
yes.
It from the phone? And Kate's like, I'm not actually in pain, guys.
Thanks, though. Love y'all. How do we heal genetic diseases? That's how you would say, take me to the most impactful point I can heal about. If you say the disease name, I just want to warn you, if your team is very specific, it's all about how your team is set up. But if your team is very specific, that's not a real word. Like Raynaud's disease with the hands and the feet and shit. That's not a real word. Somebody else made that up. It's literally medical terminology made up. It's a made up word. So if you were to replace it with the most simple, basic thing, like hurdy hands, yo team, why I got the hurdy hands?
Why the females in my family? Their hands, they be hurting. Mm-hmm. Why so?
And they'd be like, oh shit.
And then they'll show you something crazy. Like they might show you
a poo shoveler.
Yeah.
So that's when you go in and heal it. And that's how you get rid of, what do they call that? Family trauma or whatever.
Yeah. One time I went in to help someone because they had, like all the women in their family had their right leg had issues. And I took them in to look at it, like as a guide. And they were a family of foxes and their legs were stuck in, like it was a bear trap situation. And so they had to like go and not step in the bear trap. One time I went to help someone whose skin, they couldn't go outside. They were like allergic to the sun. They literally had a vampire life.
Lily said, why would you get no if you ask? What did you ask?
And we also have feedback on all of this. So, like, we're not just like, oh, yeah, try this. Like, we have hundreds of people that have given feedback on like, doing this and it working, if not thousands.
Lily said, why my head be hurting? And you got no? Ask it differently. That's not in their language then. Astoria, are vampires real? Absolutely. Go look at your vampire life. Mm-hmm. Say, Spirit, please take me to my vampire life. Please bring me back to this life.
We don't meditate. Chill. What we're doing right now, Triple Moon Goddess, this is how we do it. Kate and I do not sit and meditate like that.
Fuck no.
We do this. This is what we do. Even if we're like driving down the car in a car by ourselves, we talk to our team like this. We talk to ourselves. We look at the things. We feel it out. We do not meditate.
Astoria, but like, are unicorns real? Go look at the unicorns. Say, take me to the unicorns. We don't want to just tell you. You go we see don't. It.
That's the thing that a lot of people either love about us or hate about us, to be quite frank, is we don't want to give you the answers or tell you the things. We want you to go look at it. We want to help you empower yourselves. And some people love that, and some people are like, ew, I wanted a magic wand. It's like, sorry.
We can get our candles. Goodbye. but also, like, a reason I don't like to do it is because I hate hearing Kate said, blah, 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 blah. I cannot fucking stand that. And it's like, why not? You looked at it. I didn't say that. Like, fuck, you're the one that looked at it. Empower yourself by saying, I saw fucking unicorns, bitch. Like, doesn't that feel way better than Kat said, there's unicorns?
Pauline said, how do I trust myself? I get anxiety when I have to make decisions. One of the best things that I have found just specifically for that is to light up pathways meant for you and put roadblocks in pathways not meant for you. And then, of course, we heal everything in the highest good. It takes a lot of the anxiety out about which decision is right. It will still come up because you're human, but no matter which decision you make, it will be the right one because something will fucking happen so that it can't happen. Like, all of a sudden, the two jobs, one will drop out. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess it's this one.
Can the subconscious mind trick help? What is that?
What's that, Yancy?
Subconscious mind trick?
What is a subconscious mind trick?
Sounds sexy. Something I just healed like 5 minutes ago was my channeling was set to go to it when I say it, which that's only happened whenever I'm in what guide mode, I guess, this mode here, and it clicked it to go to what I was saying to, and I just switched it back to no. So it's as easy as that. Oh, Pauline said thank you. And then Yancy. Like, you let your body get relaxed, then if you lean forward, it's yes, backwards, no.
Why would you call that a subconscious mind trick? That is, that's making your body a physical channeling. Like, that's making your body a physical pendulum.
And that seems pretty not subconscious to me.
Right. But also, if you have anxiety, you won't, if you have anxiety about it being right or not, you won't trust the answers of that anyway.
And trauma makes everything yes. Or everything, like, whatever the answer is, it doesn't matter. It'll always be, do they hate me? Yes, I got yes.
We just looked at something with Ben the other day. It was a really big one. He wouldn't hear completely. Like, he just got a new lunchbox for work. And it's very similar to a guy that he works with. And I was like, oh, how did the guy like your lunchbox? And he was like, oh, I don't remember what he said. And I was like, how is that? And we were looking at it with him. And Kate was like, basically, versions of him had hands over his ears. So whether he thought it was going to be good news or thought it was going to be bad news, that's all he heard. So if I was like, I like your shirt, Ben, he would be like, I think she was lying. Like, I don't think she really liked my shirt. So we had to help him with that.
And then, like, it would just be screaming, like, hands over the ears. And why it was like that was trauma from when he was younger.
Yeah.
So it's always like, it's always something like that. That's why it's so important that you go look at it yourself. Why do I be doing that? Why do I be, I don't know.
Why would people ignore defects in their home, i.e. falling roof, mold, send them a light bulb? There's lots of different reasons. Like, they could have a life where they like decayed in their surroundings.
Some people like it because of that, because of past lives.
Or they could, like, they grew up in a past life where it was like that, or
and they said, like, stuff that is contributing to their chronic illness, they might think, like, oh, later, I'll get to it later, and then just loop
or that they're not capable, or someone else to do a better job, or they're first they have to get this to get the money to get this to get that, and then it just starts piling up. One thing you can do instead of like you can send them a light bulb moment, but also there is a kind of a place of like, it's sounds kind of mean, but it's not really our fucking business if they live in a decaying house or not.
It's not mean. It's the respect thing of like, they don't want to fucking heal it. They don't want your prayers. They don't want your, you know,
like I don't live in a relationship where I'm like, I wish so-and-so would heal that about themselves. I used to be in a place where like, I'm doing all this healing. Why isn't this other person healing? How do I make them heal? Whatever. But it's not like that. Now you can neutralize the chemicals of the mold and stuff. You can do that. But if they have a desire to live in that decay, your work will probably get undone. They have to have the desire to want to heal themselves. We, even if it wasn't a respect thing, which it very much is, people are pretty much just gonna think of everybody like yourself in that aspect. No one can make you do fucking shit. If you don't like a certain food, you're not gonna fucking eat it. If you don't like your hair a certain way, you're not gonna fucking wear it that way. It goes like that with everything.
Like, what if you were like, I'm going to put your hair in a ponytail, Kate? You would feel so much better. You can't. How many fucking people how many hairdressers have told me that I use my hair to hide and that I need to have short hair? I've fucked every single one of them up because they've tried. They've tried to cut it shorter and shorter because, you know, I would feel so much better. I would feel so much better.
They would feel better looking at her. That's
with short hair.
Fuck you.
It's like the same thing. Why would you fuck someone's, what was it? Yuck someone's yum.
Yeah, that what you hated.
But it's true. All right, y'all. All good?
Yeah, it's time to go. Thanks for hanging out.
This was fun as fuck.
Thanks for asking the questions and stuff. Love you guys.
Love y'all. Don't be a disconnect.
To book a dual session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Kat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.